further knowledge concerning the location of the regional headquarters up in our part of the country?
No, no, it hadn't.
Well, Fort Worth is an applicant. I've been talking with Sergeant Shriver and writing to him, trying to present our case. Whatever decision is made, we'll...
Have you talked to him since, or any of his people since we talked yesterday?
No, I haven't.
We talked about it yesterday, and he told me that Fort Worth and Dallas were both the problem.
I had heard that Fort Worth and Dallas and Austin, all three, had made dead to the...
And St. Marcus. And St. Marcus.
And San Marcos.
Yeah, and I think San Antonio.
Yeah. Well, we, of course, want to do whatever we can to forward our application on it. If that's feasible, what would you suggest that I talk with Sergeant Shriver?
Yeah, I gathered somebody'd been close to touch with him. He talked to me yesterday and was very familiar with it and said that he had the viewpoint of Fort Worth and you and Dallas and two or three others.
Right. Well, I have, and I'm getting back in touch with him if you think it's a good thing to do. If there were any reason why you felt that it ought to go someplace else, I'd just glad to pull out of the thing. But as long as we are in the running, I want to stay in and see if we can't get it. So I'll talk with him first. The second thing relates to the Trinity River. As you perhaps know, it has been before the Bureau of the Budget now for some 8 or 9 months, since March this year. I was thinking that since we probably are going to have an omnibus bill for rivers and harbors this year, it would be awfully good if we could get our Trinity River program out of the Bureau of the Budget as a favorable recommendation. The Army, all the other agencies, some 18 of them, have given favorable reports. It now awaits that last clearance before it can come over to the Congress. I've talked with Jack Valenti and Lee White, I believe, in your office about it. It occurred to me that if feel like authorizing someone from the White House staff to call the Bureau or the Army and advise them of your interest in this. I know it's been a long-standing one. It might have.
I'll talk to Lee about it, and I get back here. I'm just trying to... I had the budget director here today, and he came in the $108 billion. I told him to go back and cut 6 or 8 of it off. And I don't know whether this includes it or what the picture is. How much is the overall authorization on the Trinity?
Well, the total authorization on the Trinity for federal funds would be something like $900 million for the whole work, or $750 million approximately for the navigational features. Of course, that's over a long span of years.
Yeah, I know it.
It wouldn't be accomplished by any manner of means. The authorization process would hopefully begin this year if we can get it reported to the Congress. Because I think we're going to have an omnibus bill, and it might be 3 or 4 years after this before we have another one.
Yeah. All right, I'll look into it and I get back, Jim. I don't want to, it's pretty sizable, and I don't want to start off with something that big for Texas and not be able to go with anybody else on it. And we are running into some very dangerous warning signals, and I got to be rather careful of what we start with their setup. The British have just played hell. They increased their Social Security $1 billion. As a result, they completely destroyed the confidence of the people. And so they got to run on sterling. They had to raise it from 5 to 7. And when you agree to pay an investor 7% in England, why, he's not very interested in 4% in America.
No.
So we had to raise that a half. Our short terms have gone up 3.6 to 3.8. Every time they go up a point, it costs us many millions. And our interest on her debt's going to go way up, and money's going to get tighter, and our prosperity is going to dip, and our tax money is going to dip, our expenses are going up. So we've got a real serious thing on our hands. I don't want to bring the same shock here by our actions, so I'm just trying to try to get all the departments in line. I had the Postmaster General's here today, and Secretary of Agriculture here Friday. He's got $1 billion more on his commodities going under than last year. And I got to consider the whole picture, and I will. I'll look into it, talk to him, and see. When I get back up there, I'll get some of the boys, Lee White and them in, and ask them to look at the whole picture and see where we are.
Well, I appreciate anything you might do in this regard. I can appreciate your that problem. And I think the public has responded very well generally, except in those particularly affected local areas, to Secretary McNamara's program of consolidating these military places.
Well, they respond good where you are in San Antonio, because y'all got them increased.
Right.
But they send me those clippings about how San Antonio and Fort Worth got them increased, and how New York got screwed.
Yeah. They're pointing that Texas sent us out to you already,
aren't they? Oh, yeah. Hell, I've got yours and Henry Gonzalez's interviews. I guess I got 20 copies of them. About how Fort Worth and San Antonio improved, and Rockefeller demands he come talk to me about it. Because he's worried about Brooklyn Navy Yard and Fort Jay and all those. I'm trying to stay away from all of them, though, and just not get involved personally, because I think it better let McNamara handle them. And I think it we got some trouble in Waco, and we had a setback in Amarillo. But the only thing I knew is just let him go as he thought they ought to go.
Yeah, well, I think that his integrity and yours in this matter are being generally recognized. Well, I'll just depend on your good judgment in that matter, then. Of course, the appropriation feature on this matter would not begin for several years, but I know you got to look ahead and know what you're getting in mind.
What they told me last year, but I'm up $300 million this year.
Yeah.
On some that we began the first year or two, doesn't mount, but then they hit you. But I know what it is, and I'm interested, and I'll do anything that I can consistent with my whole big problem.
Well, I appreciate it. Now, the third thing, I talked with Keith Cale, whom you know, built Central in a period of 14 years from two airplanes to a very sizable economic organization. Keith has divested himself of all his stock in Central, save about 5 or 6%. He's willing to put the rest of that in a trust if something that he thinks would be feasible were to work out. He has heard somewhere that Alan Boyd may not be reappointed chairman of the CAB, and that if he's not, Alan Boyd might feel that it's his position to retire or resign. Now, I don't know anything about that. I don't know whether there's any validity to any of those reports and rumors.
Not that I know of. I appointed chairman since I got in. I'd be a little inconsistent not to appoint him again.
Well.
And he does. It is coming up, but I know of no changes we contemplate.
I see. Well, that answers that question, because Keith had thought that perhaps if that position was vacant on the board, it would be a Democratic position, and he would be interested in being considered for it as then president of Airlines.
Yeah.
So I just leave that with you in case that something might come up in the future. There was only one other thing, Mr. President, that I wanted to ask about. It may sound like an imposition, and if it is, just tell me. It's a little more personal than the others. I have just finished writing for Garrett McCann a book on the Congress. I don't anticipate it being a bestseller. It is a controversial book, more definitive, explanatory book that goes into what the Congress is and how it works, and tries to begin with the assumption that the reader might not know a doggone thing about it, and attempts to explain just how the thing functions. Now, opposed to Republicans?
Well, it's Jared McCann's company. I guess I have the idea of everybody in Texas that sees the president every night or two, you know. And they had asked, if I would ask you, if you'd write it forward, or...
I better not, Jim. That gets me in lots of problems every day, and puts me in the commercial business of endorsing laxatives almost.
Well, I understand that if you make a policy against it, you gotta have it unvaried. And if you do it to me, it makes it harder for you to complain, why not to somebody else? Now, what is your thought if Vice President Humphrey, who I'm sure will be looking to you for guidance on a policy of his own in this matter, were to come to you and say, what do you think about his or anything like that?
I would tell him not to if he asked me. I don't know what he does. He talks pretty freely without asking me. I have done it in a couple of instances, very much to my regret. I thought it was the most innocent thing in the world just to say that this is interesting and I've read it, desirable. But what they do is take lift that then, put it in an ad.
Yeah.
Then they put the Vice President of the United States and or the President or whoever it is. And I've had to just kind of get as far back from it as I can on everything except maybe infantile paralysis or something, the real civic, because if they don't, why, pretty soon they're commercializing on the position. And what I do, I don't think it, whether it's Humphrey or somebody else, it, I think it's some interesting personage would be just as good, and I rather think it's your two top people ought to be endorsing autos or books or anything else that is used, where the endorsement's used as a matter of promoting.
As a matter of principle, I think you're right. I sure appreciate and understand that position. I just thank you. If you can do something about the Trinity for us, we appreciate it.
I sure won't do anything in the world I can. I'll do it. I'll get my boys on it as soon as they get back, and we'll, you've been mighty wonderful, and we'll do anything that we can that doesn't get me overboard.
Well, I do thank you, and Lady Bird did a marvelous job in Fort Worth. And you're asking, she had to come back and make the nationwide telecast. And bless her heart, she just did magnificent as well.
You've been a great source of comfort to us and help, and we're awfully grateful, and I think Texas really outdid itself this year.
I don't know.
Kind of redeemed us, and I'm glad that you haven't got to work with Alger anymore.
Well, that's comfort too.
Give Mab our love, will you?
I sure will, and please tell Lady Bird hello from both of us.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.